happy for us.
Nata hip-hop suma. What I'll do, having welcomed you, I will then check with you that you are reading the agenda before us. Before you adopt the agenda, to check whether there are some apologies that have been rendered. In the apologies, if none, we should adopt the agenda and move. We all have agendas. Yes. Can I have a mover? And anyone that Honorable Prince, Honorable Singh, allow me then to hand over to the Select Committee Secretary to take us through issues that will be leading us for discussion. Over to you, Fair Asta.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everybody. The agenda for today is basically expanding on the meeting we had last week. I thought it would be prudent for us to meet as a committee, because once the session started, we went straight into budget votes. With the members and staff did not get an opportunity to familiarize ourselves with each other and the issues that members like to raise, etc. So that why the agenda says committee to meet and discuss its priorities, expectations from departments, as well as oversight visits. Now, if we go to committee to meet and discuss priorities, this will enable myself, Deshni Purvis, for future programs, upcoming parliamentary committee programs, if members can, during this session, review the two documents that we put before them, and we did exactly what the committee requested, is fuse the two documents from last time we met into one with all the issues. That will enable us, when members raise issues and priorities, for us to draft a program which we could put before the chairperson. Sometimes it's possible to put it before the committee, sometimes it's not. And the chairperson will then advise us to add items for us to take forward. The second part is expectations from departments. That gives us, and when members raise their issues as to what line of thinking members of the committee are taking, we could then consolidate that with the committee view and then also draft agenda items for the committee's approval on how we will interrogate departments, what we expect from the departments. Third one is oversight visits. As the secretariat and the research and the content arms of the committee, we also need inputs from the committee as to what it is the committee would like to do oversight, where, issues like that. So it gives them an idea so we could pre-plan if we know that members would like to go to Mpumalanga or Northwest with regards to a minor issue, we could then look at the possibilities and plan, sort of pre-plan ahead of time. We also found it necessary to have this session because if you go to the parliamentary program, to the committee program, you'll see on the 19th and the 20th of August is the ACOP's strategic planning workshops, which will then guide all select committees as to the direction that the NCOP wants. And also the committee strategic planning, when we invite various departments, we already as a committee know what we want to discuss, the issues, so that we could engage the department and not during that meeting come up with issues and engage the departments, or pre-plan, so that when we have these sessions, we are prepared. Going forward, I can hand over to either the content advisor to go through one or two of the documents just to refresh everybody's memory, and then we could then put it to the committee and discuss the issues. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Honorable Nambi is going to join us later. I've got this apology here. Over to either content or the researcher. Over to you. Rest of them.
So what I've put together is just a document. I hope everybody can see that. But I was just, I thought this is where we can do some kind of brainstorming. And I thought per province, if members could maybe highlight key issues based on the sectorial analysis and the research document that was presented last week, bearing in mind what the SONA themes are. Maybe members could suggest or maybe have a think about what area they would like to investigate within their province. We can have a discussion around that. I can put the presentation that we did last week on the scenes, and we can have some kind of discussion around that if that is what members would prefer, because this is merely a planning meeting, so we can start there. So I won't go through all the policy, the context, but for each department, we have the key sector priorities. So I don't know if you're wanting to go per department, or we can have a look at the sector priority, and then maybe you can reflect as within your province what your key, what your constituencies would, what are the key areas there. Bearing in mind our committee's mandate, and then we can fill out this planning like document in terms of what issue you'd like to investigate in your province. What I've also put down at the bottom are key from the parliamentary program. We have the Women's Parliament, the HOP Strategic Planning Workshop. So this is actually a little bit of planning for the workshop, because by the time you go to the workshop, I think you'll be divided into commissions, but you'll have an idea from our committee's perspective, what are the key issues, the key themes that maybe you'd like to take forward. There's also Provincial Week on the 8th, from the 8th to the 12th of September. Local Government Week, I'm not sure, but that's also within the program. There's no taking Parliament to the people this year. There's one in March next year. And then there is some oversight week sometime in the program as well. So that's, Asker's already mentioned that the idea is to identify areas that we'd like to visit based on the strategic priority. So I don't know, do we want to have some kind of discussion around that, or must I just go straight to this, the fresher on the... Okay. So for the Department of Environmental Affairs, the key sector priorities that we mentioned last week was, of course, we have the Accelerated Infrastructure Program and the National Infrastructure Plan, and the idea is to look at how that is progressing with regards to the mandate of the Department of Environmental Affairs, which is to look at biodiversity and conservation and sustainable development, basically. Then the impact of asthma and drainage on the economy of the country. That's an area that we've worked together with Mineral Resources and Environmental Affairs. So it has been highlighted for some kind of intervention for the committee. The green economy development, those are all the green jobs and the environmental programs that the Department of Environmental Affairs has on their budget. Specifically, there's like 3 billion rands that has been allocated to environmental affairs in their budget vote to specifically look at that. But not only just the green jobs, there's also the green fund. So it's all the other climate change projects that are included here. So for adaptation and mitigation. So that's, there's a whole strategy with regards to the green economy. There's a national strategy for sustainable development. There are specific activities that have been developed for that, but we haven't been tracking it. I just put it on there because it's a big strategy, and I made the linkages with how the sustainable development, how the strategy will fit into the national infrastructure plan, for example. And then the Convention on Biodiversity, there's going to be a big COP, which is the Conference of the Parties, next year, that will be hosted by South Africa. And I know Environmental Affairs has a dedicated project team that is going to be working on preparing for that Conference of the Parties. So that's a big meeting, international meeting that will happen in South Africa next year on the Convention on on Biodiversity. CITES is the Convention on Trade in International Endangered Species.
Can the content advice, content advisor, can you write that in full? Yes, please. Because we have not familiarized ourselves all okay.
It's in the, sorry, I apologize for that. I got it late on, but I think it's also in that narrative document. So it's written down, it just takes up a lot of space. Yeah, so I think that's it there. So for environmental affairs, those are the key priorities. I think maybe we should have some kind of discussion on what we want to do for environmental affairs.
But the point also raised by Honorable Pekis, I think is also very critical. The acronyms and abbreviations should always be followed by full, because sometimes they give some misleading info. Honorable members, as I've indicated, that indeed this is a relaxed continuity where we should broadly informed by the State of the Nation's address, look at critical areas, particularly of the oversight, as we discuss. Also making some preparation also to some strategic workshop that will be done. This will be the participants in such a show. So what is it that we want to, let's start now engaging the flow of our discussion should be informed by also the document that we are hearing in our letter. Honorable Khai, Honorable Singh, Honorable Lovas Kachner, Honorable Prince, and the Honorable Pakis. So we can maybe start. So Honorable Smith, are you also ready? Or we'll get the second bite. Okay. Okay, we'll start with Honorable Hai.
Hai. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Here's my starting point. I'll always raise the fact that I'm new. And for me, I think the starting point, as before we come to the full way forward, would be for members like myself who are new to have a toolkit,
okay,
as members of this committee. A toolkit that has the legislations that have to do with the departments that are in this committee, the white paper, the bills, the regulations of each of the departments, even the current bills, if there are any current bills in each of the departments, the policies that are governing the departments that are in this committee, the RTP, DIA, NTP, the outcomes, the MTSF, you know, the legacy reports, the those frameworks like MSF, MTSF, the SONA, the Program of Action, but also the reports, if there are any commission that have been established for each of these departments, for any of the departments, the commission reports, the research reports, including the legal report. And then we then go to the issues coming back to the issues, then that we need to identify as priorities. For me, some of them are stated in Ms. Gilles' input, areas of oversight, and as a committee, you see, this will be the kind of oversight that will be conducting these various areas. Public participation, if there are any hearings that will be conducting, for example. So for me the starting point I think will be those. But also as a committee we must be also familiarized about the international agreements that each of the agreement of the department or any of the department have, including if some have affiliation, maybe they are SOCs have any affiliations to various international organizations. But and also the likely legislation that one of the department, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's rural development, if it's not agriculture. Rwanda has got about 14 bills for the next 5 years, if I'm not mistaken. It's rural development. Still coming, but maybe for, say, this financial year, what legislation are we anticipating so that we are aware? But the last one for me would be the media and communication. Do we as a committee have a person responsible for media and communication? And how are we then communicating the decisions that this committee we would like to communicate to the public broadly? But then I would like to come back to this, the input by Rashmi, for perhaps what we need to be doing is to look at each of the departments and say these are the key priorities. Second one, third one. And then we go to that template. Say in this province, based on these key priorities, for instance, the issue of training won't affect all the provinces. We say under this particular department, for instance, that one goes to environmental affairs. Under environmental affairs, these are the key areas. And in terms of, for us, in terms of oversight, this will be the area that we will be targeting in these particular provinces. But if there is any legislation pending under environmental affairs, we say this will be the legislation and this will be the public hearing that we'll be conducting under this particular legislation. But if also under environmental affairs, there are certain projects, you know, there's also this Operation Pakisa. Some of us, you know, we don't even know what this is all about. Now, if we decide that perhaps there could be elements of this Operation Pakisa that we'll be interested in as a committee, that we want to perhaps conduct oversight visits in terms of the implementation of the key elements of Operation Pakisa, for example. So my suggestion, say, in a nutshell, would be let's take the approach of just list all the key priorities of each department, highlight the areas of oversight for each of the departments, highlight the areas of the public participation for each of the departments. Yeah, thank you very much. Or even highlight the pending legislation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Khai. I think the research will help assist us by collecting that information, but in particularly the measures, the acts that are guiding as we go for oversight, where there's non-compliance. In the environment, I think there are over 5-6 of such, the main one being the NEMA. So all of them must have, each and every member should have a piece of that, those legislative documents as, in a form of act. The next honorable member.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think Honorable Kai has nicely covered all the aspects that we're planning for the whole year and the kind of material that we want the toolkit to talk about. The brainstorming of areas that we'd like to visit during the oversight visit in provinces. I'm going to highlight a few in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. And in biodiversity and conservation, the issue of rhino poaching is one of the things that have been highlighted. And the concern is, and it's an everyday staple now, I think. It's not a day that goes past, there's nothing about rhino poaching and the number of rhinos that have been killed over the weekend, every weekend passes. The other issue is fracking that is now going to be taking place in, and concerns that communities have, we need to allay the fears in regards to the long-term effects that's going to have to the water. Obviously there is going to be, the question of, there's 100% safety. You know, the mine in Gauteng has got now after effects. So we need to look at that seriously, and we don't want to leave a legacy that we have taken away gases now and we left behind problems for future generations. So that is another aspect. And the question of the coastal marine operation Pakisa that the president is highlighting over and over again whenever he speaks now, and he speaks of operation Pakisa, and I think that is a operation that's going to create jobs, and that's I think very important for us as a committee also to look at that aspect of job creation. And if this operation Pakisa is going to do that, then the coastal provinces have got the work cut out for them. The last thing that I think is important is that the landfill sites that have impact on communities where they are very close to communities. I know in there's one that just goes down in Durban, Bulbul Drive, landfill site. It affected the community very badly. Children, school children were very badly affected. The school was very close to the landfill site. I think those are the issues that I want to just place for the oversight in KZN as a province. Thank you, Chair.
Sometimes this is the question of the chicken and eggs. Whether it would be a committee first, or if the landfill was first living there, then the community. So, but that's at the end of the day, the life of people comes first. So we need to be very, very careful. Even when the human settlement issues stretching forward. Where there are hazardous environment, a project cannot be acceptable. I think that's a very critical and important point that Honorable Member is making. Can you go to the Honorable, the second, the third Honorable Member? Is it Honorable Lavaska?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say Honorable Singh already raised a few, or both of them already raised a few things that I do agree with. I just want to come in with where Honorable Singh raised the landfill size. I think the committee as such should prioritize waste management as such, because the landfill size falls under that, and the broad framework of waste management, and if it, even if it's necessary to break it down into provinces and municipal level, the lack of the fact that we don't have broad waste management framework, and I know there's some work that's going to go into that. Then I would also like to, and I know this is also a grey area between environment and mining, but I think asset mining drainage is something that we really should look at, especially as we look at on one of the reports, one that's, I'm now at a sectoral analysis document, and with all that information that's given on page 13, I think this committee should look at what is the agreement, what are the checks and balances that's been put in place from the Department of Environment, and why does mines don't keep that, and what do we do, which otherwise nothing is going to be done about that. And then I would also look at the green economy as was mentioned. I think it's necessary that we look at that and say the committee should monitor, and I specifically think this, I would like the committee to monitor the mainstreaming of green economy in each province to start off, because for me, I'm new here, and I think we as a committee should have a baseline for all these activities, and I know that we should our baseline should be based on the previous parliaments where they're in. But I think these are things that's very important. And then the other thing, I would like to also the committee to, on a provision level, look at what is the commitments on the Convention on Biological Diversity. What are the existing commitments in each province? We need a list or a schedule or whatever you call it on the commitments, and what are the criteria or the tools that each province, how are they monitoring those commitments? Because it's a broad statement to say we can monitor and we have commitments, but what are the commitments and how are they being monitored? And then I would also, if we have that, also think that we should decide then on oversight visits, on which province it is the best to go and visit to see best practices, but also see things that should be improved. That's at this stage. The rest of the things I agree with.
Dina?
Okay, before you cut in.
Oh, okay.
I think from the inputs of honorable members, I can see or feel that there is a need that particularly the two departments, environmental affairs and mining, must have a session with the two going forward. But, honorable parties.
Yeah, Chairperson, you know, if things are possible, I was going to say, as members of this committee, we're supposed to be focusing on this committee alone and leave all other committees. Yeah, I think so. So let me first apologize for coming late. Maybe members will ask themselves that I'm always late for the meetings of this meeting, of this committee. It is not deliberate. It is because I'm responsible for other meetings. So whenever you come, you see me coming. When the meeting has started, it's because I was held up somewhere in the meeting. So, yeah. Chairperson, my second point is to appreciate the work that is being done. Don't go out. There's research is going out. I think from the side of the officials who are the resource to this committee, we need to appreciate the work that they're doing. I've attended many meetings of committees, but the pile of work that is in this committee is quite divergent from all other committees. We need to appreciate that. Sometimes officials believe that we don't even appreciate as members of parliament the work that they are doing. We do appreciate. I think it must go on record. So, President, I want to be controversial. I'm not sure whether I will assist the officials. I really want to let us not reassert everything that is in this document. Because definitely we don't have time for that. What I would suggest is, can we focus on four items? Remember, we're dealing with more than one department, four departments. And we cannot aim to be everywhere. We're going to fail on everything, truly speaking. Now, my suggestion is, let us be smart enough, highlight four, if not five, issues that is this committee we aim to have a maximum impact. Maximum impact in this four years. Let me put it 4 years. It's no longer 5 years. Even you can say it's 3.5 years. Let me give a classical example, Chair. I've made it to be my business to understand deeper the politics of energy. I'm just giving a classical example. The political economy of energy, because South Africa is entering that field of energy resources. And if you read the international politics and international relations are affected by the politics of energy, it's our responsibility and duty. When this 5 years ends, we should be knowing what is the essence and having a deep understanding. What are the politics that relates to energy? How does this affect an impact on the lives of our people? Even broadening our own understanding and knowledge on such issues. Like shale gas, I'm a member of the committee, but when you ask me what is a shale gas, honestly, I don't know what is a shale gas. I only heard about it in newspapers. Now, we use these 5 years to expand our knowledge, deeper understanding of such issues. USA today, the relationship of USA and Russia is so acrimonious because of the politics of energy. And I'm following constantly that relationship. It's an acrimonious relationship, and I enjoy that conflict. We are in an open session. I enjoy that conflict between the US. How will that affect us as South Africans? Because it's all about energy. Absolutely, my point. Now, that's point number one. Point number two is, if some of us here are having deeper knowledge of such, we want to learn and have that understanding. The second issue, I agree with the point made on the drainage story somewhere. Yeah, I've even highlighted it. I agree with that one. But we, 2 points again, which I want to highlight. Look, I know I raised this in the debate. Honourable members, we are here to have a maximum impact on the lives of our people. It can be correct that we say day in, day out, year in, year out, all agricultural cooperatives are collapsing. You are pumping resources, government is pumping resources, but there's no sustainability, there's no sustainable livelihoods. Now, can we say as this committee in NCOP, we arrest some of the situations? Yes, it will not be panacea for us to solve everything, but where we can make impact on such projects, such agricultural cooperatives, let's do so. Even if we might be on all of those agricultural cooperatives, but where we are able to put things into order and rescue some of the projects, let this committee do so. The third main subject is the field of fishery. That's a very controversial sector, that one, which is having a monopoly somewhere where certain people will conspire such resources, others will be disadvantaged. That's why we need to zoom in as a committee. So I'm just saying the bottom line is, of my input, let us not be everywhere and all over and we say that a committee. Let's highlight four issues to say, in these 5 years, we want to have a maximum impact on this particular subject or aspects, which is the responsibility of this committee. Yes, it can be an issue that talks to the compliance to the legislation. Yes, I've highlighted it somewhere here. Issues of compliance. But let's mix them, but try to reprioritize our focus. But that's my humble appeal. If we are to make an impact. The last point is, I'm looking forward for the workshop that we propose with the Department of Environment and Fisheries, blah, blah, blah. The DG, not simple. Because environmental affairs, there's a hell of legislation there that we need to understand. Now, I'm saying, maybe at the level of the administration, with yourself, chair, let's identify a date where we'll have the whole day. Because we can't move without understanding the conceptualization, the background perspective of all such pieces of legislation, because generally, Parliament is very weak to enforce compliance. There's a proposal that will come after 2 weeks. Until that, the chief whips agreed that we have a 2 week instead of 1 week in terms of the parliamentary proposal. I'm just highlighting it. Whenever you plan your searches and your content drivers, that's the back of mind. Think of that. But it shall be communicated officially to all members. But I'm told reliably so that chief whips have agreed to that. Salud Abulela, if I've taken long, my apologies.
As indicated, we should be relaxed so that we can get the gist. You mentioned a very important issue of, and this also brings something to my mind that of all the provinces, if we can happen to have at least one project each as a pilot project that we can happily say, no, this is a project with a successful story. Whether we start it from study the affairs and make sure that in terms of the operation by KISA, was our group model, Marsorg, that it is sustainable and indeed creating employment and the question of equity in trading also. We should do away with this project that reflects the patriarchal way of doing things. Where we'll be saying, as Thomas Sankara put it very clear that if you educate the woman, you've educated the world, the nation. And the society, its progressiveness is measured by its women's emancipation. Our discussion was really the end up leading us. There's also more emphasis on familiarizing ourselves with this instrument and measures. We will love also to have one of our officials who will lead us by just making an emphasis on what is shale gas, so that as we move, at least we should be having the insight of this shale gas. We'll be talking of sales, thinking of maybe going all out, getting the snakes or the sales. We're talking of many things. And if need be, we'll have to visit that project. Say, where is this of shale gas in South Africa? And what is the danger of that? The spin-off. How are the people benefiting? An ordinary person benefiting out of the shale gas. It was Honorable Smith and Honorable Prince is the second night. Let's complete the first one first.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I think it is important that when we go out to do oversight, there's basically two things when we go out. The one is to study, and the other one is to do oversight. And we shouldn't confuse the two. When we study, we look at failures as well as success, and compare on why is the one failing and why the other one succeeding, so that we can find best practice to help to make it better. When we talk about oversight, it is all about keeping the executive accountable. Okay, so we should differentiate between the two very well. Okay, in terms of Limpopo, I've got a few suggestions things that we should look at, starting with environmental affairs. I think sewer works and river pollution is a very important issue to look at. Mines in sensitive eco areas, ecological areas, both current mines and potential mines, so that we look at that and so that we have an overview or insight in terms of that. In terms of mineral resources, mines, okay, I've already touched about mines in eco, then the influence of mines on municipal economy and job creation. That's something that we can also look at. In terms of agriculture, I think we should look at projects in rural areas, agricultural projects, and then unused high potential land in terms of understanding that concept a bit better, and then also engaging with agricultural associations and the GATT in terms of that, you know, to help grow that specific industry. And then on rural development and land reform, definitely visits on state farms and land reform projects that's already in place. And then areas where there is or land where there's claims, to understand that dynamics of that process also a bit better. Thank you.
Honourable President, I'm not going to repeat because I think I'm covered by all the inputs of the previous members, but I just would like to emphasize the matter that Honourable Bakhis was raised, that we cannot be all over. In the past, I went with the NCOP to various projects and oversight projects. We didn't do really justice when we going out there to these things because we are rushing in a hurry to go to the next program, and the end of the day we are not doing actually justice. The one thing that I want to put on the table is the issue in the Western Cape of the equity scheme. I think it's a big concern, and this time around we're not going to have presentations on the farms or the management to say how it works. We must actually have like a, I don't know when it is, if it is possible to have a public hearings with the beneficiaries. Because what I picked up during a question to the minister now, that they can give you all the projects, the names of the projects, they can give you the amounts, and they can give you the beneficiaries, the amount of the beneficiaries. But what they cannot give you is what is the agreement between the beneficiaries and the owners of that project, so that we can see what is really the failure. To screen and every time saying it is a failure of what. We need to speak with the people so that we can hear, because it's a lot of money. Looking at the total amount going to these projects, and we can tell you stories of these projects. Where is the beneficiaries? Who was gaining out of the money? And there's a lot of stories. And I agree that we must not only go and look at the best practice things. We don't want to see, we will want to see what makes it fail. What is it that makes these fails so that we can learn as a practice scenario to do things better? Thank you. I'm covered by all the other things. I guess was one of my points, but I'm covered. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I was still recognized. You know, the land reform issues. It can sound controversial at some point. That is the burning issue that come 2019 should be addressed. And we never know whether there's still going to be another opportunity. Those are critical and burning issues. You'll take the policies of South Africa, the Ubuntu Botho. If you also take cognizance of our history, this bitterness of the land dispossessions, the forceful removals, this emergence of the mining industry and how it created a pool, an army of highly exploited labor, that deliberately so because the indigenous people of this country survive through farming. They were farmers practicing animal husbandry and agronomy. The killing of cattle, the resistance to the killing of the cattle by the Hurusi in the area of Zirest, the resistance by Khosi Skukui, the killing of the cattle. Because the killing and the impositions of a barrage of taxations, the poll tax, a dog tax, which will force you to leave your farming activity and to go to the mine and work there. Something that I will characterize as a cheap, expensive labor. Cheap in a sense that you'll be providing labor with the salary that you'll be getting will be below your bread line. Characterize as cheap and expensive labor in the sense it is expensive in the sense that the labor that you are providing is bringing a production which benefiting the other party to the detrimental of that individual. Coming from the heartland, far from Africa, all over, either to Kimberley or to the Witwatersrand Ranch. When you go back after 6 months, the finish, you go home to be buried, suffering the tuberculosis and all that other type of those diseases. So we are going to be bold while dealing with this land question. We must make sure that within this period, this select committee has made sure that those people that are now within this window that has been opened to ensure that they put forward that lay should have been considered. I know that there are many things that you are having, but I agree with you that we need to prioritize to say in this sector, this is what we have done. This is also my input. I think you must know that I'm also from the province, and I'm also representing a province. I'm from the province of Malume, the province of Platina, the province of Maize, the province of Tourism, the wonderful province, the Northwest, the province of Moses Kutai. The issue of settlement. Honorable Smith, you are correct when you talk about the role that the money should be playing in terms of the local government. We have got an integrated development program. It is linked with the social labor plan. I don't think we'll be, the poor municipality will be having the backlog of housing. Because historically, the mining companies were providing wonderful housing for their workers. But it was informed by the system when we'll be having a wonderful housing for the other and the other's workers being crammed in what is called the mining compounds. Whereas the other one, they will be having the facilities, the recreational facilities in that. So we are moving forward, saying together, moving South Africa forward. That is a wonderful day of the Ubuntu of South Africa. We are not excluding any person. They together making sure. You see, this bitter history of imperialism or colonialism. Colonialism that has been characterized by as a colonialism of a special type, where the colonizer and the colonized will be living in one country, where we'll be having a developed and the underdeveloped thing delivery is leading us with, in a short span of time, we have to redress and address these imbalances. let me not just now take the whole bite, but I really appreciate it. You are treating me, your input is also, that might maybe give out. And Vara, and I, Operasi Pakisa, hard rope, that lovely why would be the hard rope. Thank you very much. Because this is the relaxed session, can we take a 5 minute break and then we'll come back? Thank you.
Mm. Okay. I read that mama is... I think you need to have it. Okay, well, who doesn't tell you 6,000 and come to you 500? Okay. Well, make it a man banga, if you don't know.
Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, the 5 minutes was from this watch of mine, not any other person's 5 minutes, and it has expired. Can we then allow Honorable Kai?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chairperson, there's a document that was prepared by Daphne and JJ, let me call him. it's about sectoral analysis and the strategic priorities. For me, it is doing exactly what we are doing. You know, the good thing about that document is that it lists all the key priorities, the challenges and constraints. I was going to suggest that in addition to the input by members, that this just me as I say, and must again go through that document, use the period that Honorable Parkis was talking about, the recess or constituency weeks, to plot those issues that come from this document according to the template, taking into consideration other programs of the NCOP, so that you know whether we can take four issues that Honorable Parkis is talking about must be informed by the priorities that are in the analysis. One, who must be informed by the program of the NCOP. Whether in the program of the NCOP we'll be able to take four issues or we'll be able to take more. That will be informed by the program of the NCOP. But in addition, I would suggest that the management must also take into account the provincial priorities with regard to the same departments. For instance, the department does have their own policy speeches. They've identified key priorities. For instance, one province on rural development will be able to say this is what a particular province will be doing. So the analysis or the framework must also take into account the provincial priorities. And then we are able and overall taking into account what the analysis and strategic priorities document says, include what the province has been, this is what we will be doing in terms of conducting oversight, in terms of public participation, you know, as well as all other elements that the committee must deal with. I think then that's what I wanted to suggest the person that if, but it doesn't stop members from editing.
So for me, perhaps the starting point would have been to go through that document first and see what is missing in the document that JJ and Dashni prepared, and then add those elements that we think that are not covered in that particular document. And then out of that, then Dashni, JJ and Oscar can then plot all those activity that will be involved in as a committee. Yeah, no. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Honorable Masang.
Thanks, Chair. I just want to take the advantage that you gave us to say this is a relaxed meeting, so one can think aloud as well in this meeting. And also the preparatory work that we were given by the officials actually prompts me to say that, or to suggest that, because when these departments were presenting, without fail, all of them talked about what I could call for now the cross-cutting issues that also came out in the State of the Nation address, where the President was talking about ensuring that in whatever the departments are doing in provinces, it has to support the small businesses or even encourage small business development and alleviate poverty and ensure that people have access to opportunities in what departments are doing in provinces. So one would then say that, and I agree totally, 100% with what the members have suggested, from the toolkit to the prioritization to the assuring that we don't find stuff all over the show, although that might be slightly difficult in that you find that in one province that the priorities are different from the others. You might end up with 8 things that you need, or 9 things that you need to do. But I agree with what members are saying. So I was just saying that as we go there with our, I don't know what to call it, but that thing where we will be ensuring that we cover all bases, we make sure that those cross-cutting issues are taken care of as we go along. Because when we come and evaluate ourselves, we need to be able to show that we heeded all those important things that were mentioned either by the APP or the NDP or the SONA or all those things. We just make sure that those cross-cutting issues are highlighted and something is done about them as we go, and whether we go to do oversight visits, or we're doing public participation, or we do whatever we do, we make sure that those cross-cutting issues are taken care of. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Honorable Labasakhne, if wanted to have a clarified.
Thank you, Chair. I want to need some clarity. In my understanding, the NCFP and this committee has a few roles. We have a few roles that we have to perform. One is the legislation, considering passing, amending, and that kind of thing that according to our different committees. The other one is the oversight over the executive, and then also participation in legislation and so on. Now, if we're going to take 4 or 5 main issues, I don't have a problem with that. My problem that I have is, how does it fit in with our oversight role according to the ADPs and that year's budget? I understand that we're in a medium-term frame. We're talking about 3 years to 5 years. But oversight means broader oversight on the broader issues, and with that I can agree on the 4 or 5 issues. But my concern is, how do we as a committee take the APPs that set for a year? That's the plan of the executive, the department, within the strategic objectives, and saying this year we're going to do A, B, C, and D with this money. That is the other side. But in that, you measure those things that they're going to say to do against the policies and the existing legislation. We can't oversight the policy on its own and legislation on its own. We don't have that mandate. Now, I would like us to then say, if we look at the APPs of each of these departments, say for instance in environment, and according to the APP, they say that we're going to do 10 whatever in. Normally they don't indicate the provinces or that kind of thing. We also should get clarity on that. And I think that in a way should be one part of the exercise. And that's why I requested when I said, gave my input to say, I would like to know what about all these things in each of the provinces. Because then you can have an effective oversight. Not saying that we can't do the other things. I just need all these things to jump. Thank you.
Honorable Fay. Thank you.
Thank you again, Honorable Person. At one point I forgot when I was making my input that the task that we're giving to the management, that because we're going to be having a strategic session, that this will be tabled in that strategic session for discussion. But in the last meeting, in her report mentioned the issue of monitoring and evaluation framework that is going to be developed. My understanding then that will take care of monitoring the implementation of the APP. Because I also raised it that I know in departments or even institutions, as they have the APP, they also develop the annual operational plan, where they would then have a quarterly targets as well as reports on previous quarters. I think that the framework will have to take that into account. As to whether we'll also be having a quarterly meeting as a committee to check whether those quarterly targets have been met or not, as well as, I don't know how we're going to be dealing with that, also in guidance on that particular issue. But I think the framework that is going to be developed will also assist us in that regard. Thank you, Honorable.
No, thank you very much. I think what you are saying, Honorable Member, is complementing greatly what Honorable Labasnachka has said. Honorable, thank you.
Honourable member should not. Sir, from the whole thing that I said, for me there's no contradiction. We're not saying we ought to compromise on issues of oversight. We're not saying we take the APPs of departments, we throw them out the window. We're not saying that. But we are talking about reprioritization. Look, we can take each and every APB every year until 5 years it ends, and we end up with nothing. We have not made any impact. Okay? You know, I have a serious problem with meeting the bureaucratic system of the institution. Whether it be in the organization that I'm part of, I just hate that. We are members of parliament. We can't just do things just because we are members of the parliament. We are saying, no, we are doing oversight. We are meeting the bureaucratic system. We have went to the project in the Eastern Cape, went to the project in Mpumalanga, went to the project in Mpopo. When 5 years ends, if this is a good project, but we can't make any impact. This guy is just a useless exercise. But if you say, we have 9 provinces, and in these provinces, each and every project highlighted by APPs of these departments, remember we are dealing with 4 departments, eh? 4. This is a big committee actually in terms of the scope of the work. I think we would be naive to think that in the whole 4 departments will make an impact. We will be naive. whether political oversight or no political oversight, that will be naive. And we need to be practical as members of this committee. And we are saying, out of this one department, let's make rural development and land reform. We highlight key, as much as we will be doing oversight, but we highlight key to say, these two projects, we need to rescue these two projects. And we'll be proud as members of parliament to say, at least out of that 5 years in agriculture and land, we rescued two or three projects. In terms of mineral resources, we rescued two projects. In terms of you name them, environmental issues, we have rescued four. That's the essence of what I'm saying. I'm not saying let's compromise on oversight. I'm saying let's, exactly an example, look. These officials, they are doing the job to assist us, to resource us, to empower us. As a colleague, where we're supposed to start, we're supposed to say, read this document and say, okay, there's an issue on the fisher. There's an issue of mining compliance in terms of legislation. That's where we start. Because they must not, we need to avoid a disjunction between this fifth parliament and the fourth parliament. We start, we have the days where we should start. Because there are people who have been doing the job before we came here. That's where we start. And we integrate that in the whole reprioritization orientation of the work that we must be doing or we should be doing for this remaining part of the term. I think I wanted to make that emphasis.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Maybe when you go to the shop in the edifices, they used to give us the London mixture called parcela. It was called London mixture. I'll give you the historical background. But nonetheless, we'll get parcela from research on the shale gas. You see, documents will be prepared, but at least to have an insight of what is this shale gas. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, as the Chair said, I will be supplying a brief document just to have everything that I say captured. But in terms of shale gas, it is not a different resource to all other potential gas and oil resources. It happens to be trapped in a type of sediment that is typically sedimentary shale rock. And in the past, nobody has really developed any methods of trying to extract it until they came along with this method called hydrologic fracturing, which basically drills a deep well into the shale, pumps fluid into the shale, cracks the shale, and the hydrocarbons are then pumped back up onto the well refineries and treatment areas. So the end product is the same as all other oil and gas exploration. You can have LP gas or you can have refined fuels coming from it. The problem is that there's a lot of methane associated with it. And where an oil well, an oil rig might try to burn that methane or capture the methane, a lot of the times the fracturing process releases the methane where it wasn't expected to go. It ends up in water resources, it ends up basically just flux to the atmosphere, and methane is 20 times as volatile as carbon dioxide when it comes to greenhouse gas. So methane is not something we want floating around in our atmosphere. So that is one of the things that the people that are concerned about for fracturing will always raise is if we fracture an area and we don't capture methane, we are damaging our environment 20 times as fast as mining coal. We also don't have the resource only limited to the Karoo. The Karoo is where a lot of the fighting is going on. But we could potentially be seeing companies exploring for shale gas right across South Africa. KZN has already been earmarked for a lot of exploration work, as well as the Karoo. So it's a national potential. It's not a limited to the Karoo potential industry. So I'll expand on it in a brief, but it's one of the typical energy sources that the country could exploit, with pros and cons.
You know, that is interesting, because things that you are saying, I read about them in the documents and different newspapers and articles, blah, blah, blah. But then, can you imagine reading about something that you don't even understand, you have not seen it, and you are in charge of it, and you are hearing this different perspectives about it, you know, because all articles that I've read, they are opposing shelter. You know. Now I'm asking a person. I hope we'll have time. I'm not sure when will be that workshop. Seemingly there are different kinds of guests. I even asked my workers, comrades who are, I'm sorry to say comrades in the name, comrades who are members of the Communist Party, to say, but can you tell me what is this thing, guess? And how does it function? All that, you know. He tried to explain the same way, but I'm still obscured until I say, okay, I see the operation. Remember our theory says, you learn from experience, you learn from the practical activity. That's how you get. You are something that you have engaged practically, you will never forget it.
I think the biggest confusion with shale gas, we have to blame the Americans for as well. I think there are only a bunch of people that call a fluid a gas. If you put petrol into a vehicle, they call that gas. So they refer to shale gas, making it sound as if it's a gas. It's a hydrocarbon. It's not necessarily a gas. But because they call their fuel gas, they just refer to it as gas. It's not, they're not going after a gas resource only. There is gases associated with it, but it's a hydrocarbon resource.
It has a lot of technicality. So,
Honorable Singh, this is small point on that. It's been successfully extracted in some countries. We need to look at that. We also need to look at the after effects of the water table that it leaves behind after the removal of the gas. I think those are the most important things. Thanks.
That the Americans are the leaders currently with regards to the technique, but because there's a lot of research and development in it, it's relatively new. So I think within the next couple of years, it's going to just go exponential. We're going to have better techniques and better ways of extracting the gas. I think it is a difficult concept to understand, but if members can keep an Aero chocolate in mind. So if you bite into an Aero chocolate and you see all the holes, the gas is actually trapped like that. But it's in, no, but it's in, no, because it's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult. It's a difficult concept to actually see. But it's embedded in the rock. So you have to break the rock, extract everything out. But I think in the next couple of years, we're going to have like lots of different ways and new techniques, and then we'll be able to maybe, be able to explain it better. But at the moment, we just have the technical regulation. So I think it's going to be difficult to actually see it, but we'll liaise with the Department of Mineral Resources and see.
Now, also next meeting, we'll also bring some chocolate. Honorable members, thank you very much. We are now at the end of our meeting, the business of the select committee, but I'll request that honorable members just for 3 minutes. To remain seated so that we can complete our business in its entirety. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Mm.
We can look at our needs. I think Linus has been provided to honorable members. All we do is just to adopt this Linus. You had the opportunity to look at the Linus we were given, I think, the week before. Honorable Singh, moving. Second, Honorable Sango. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Did you check a few more?
I will have to use whatever.